This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jesse Newell, our guest from the Kansas City Star Chiefs beat writer, his final appearance on the Bob and Jeff show. Many more appearances on other shows, I'm sure, to come for you, Jesse. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we had Adam Teicher on yesterday, but we can't get too much Chiefs, obviously, as they're trying to win their third in a row down in New Orleans against the Philadelphia Eagles. What has to happen for that to happen? What if you had a list of here's what the Chiefs have to do, what would be the top two or three on that list?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with, this reminds me a little bit of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, where if you're just going up and down the roster, you're saying, well, the Eagles are probably better here, and they're probably better here, and they're probably a little better here. But where they aren't always better is the quarterback position and the head coach position. I know it's maybe often taken for granted now, but like Patrick Mahomes played his best game of the season last week against the Bills, and him playing his best game of the season or close to it in this game is going to be really important for the Chiefs because, you know, he's got some obstacles to overcome. The other part of this, I just think the Chiefs have done a really good job all year of stopping the run, but Saquon Barkley has kind of been a different animal for the Eagles. And not only has he been able to be efficient with his runs, but sometimes when you don't get him down early, he turns a 10-yard run into an 80-yard run and completely flips the game. And, you know, they run the ball at a rate that basically nobody else does. They are totally comfortable just giving that thing back to him and believing that he can not only get 7, 8, 9-yard gains, but also can get, you know, 60, 70, 80-yard gains as well. So I think stopping the run is obviously important for the Chiefs because of the way the Eagles play. But top of the list is kind of always in these situations, which is Patrick Mahomes always, these games always seem to bring out his absolute best, especially late in games. And if that can happen again, then the Chiefs are obviously going to have a shot in this thing.
What areas, you know, outside of just having Mahomes, do the Chiefs have to really assert themselves? Because you're right, it's probable that the Eagles have a better overall roster, and you say, well, they have to stop the run, and they have to battle that really good offensive line, and the Eagles have a good defensive line. What areas can the Chiefs really excel and have an advantage in this game?
Well, I think defensively, this sort of plays into what they do well, which is the blitz. You know, there's certain quarterbacks, Josh Allen being one of them, it's hard to blitz him because he can run by you. He's been good against the blitz most of the year, and the Chiefs still were able to get, you know, their unblocked pressure late in the game, that fourth and five to kind of seal the game. And even then, you know, Don Kincaid has a chance to catch the ball and completely change the complexion of the game. So some teams are just more blitzable than others, and I think this team, the Eagles, is very blitzable, if you will. Like, Jalen Hurts doesn't handle pressure very well. He holds on the ball too long, and when he does hold on the ball, he takes a lot of sacks. This is a potential time when the Chiefs' defense can kind of play up to its strengths and play up to Steve Spagnuolo's strengths, which is how creative can you get and how can you send a certain type of pressure that is going to get there and not have a guy be ready for it. I think that's number one. That's one thing that the Chiefs can definitely exploit in that particular part of this. And then, I mean, outside of that, offensively, it's a tough matchup because of what the Eagles are, which is they're sound at all levels, and they're sound like, if you look at their pass defense, they're good over the middle, they're good to the left, they're good to the right. I mean, you really have to just take what is given to you, basically, against them. But the Chiefs struggled a couple weeks ago when they faced the Houston Texans, and they had a couple of lockdown corners, and we know this Eagles team has some guys out there that can really shut you down. So I think this is going to be a collaborative effort for the Chiefs. And once again, I mean, we kind of go back to the Chiefs playing their hits, which is like Andy Reid getting 2 weeks to prepare for a team, and what can you scheme up, and how can you get guys open when potentially, you know, your receiver struggled a couple weeks ago when they went up against really tight and sticky corners out there on the outside. So those are a couple things that I think if you're looking at saying that the Chiefs offensive and defensive coaching staff have a little bit of advantage and have an advantage when they get extra time to prepare, this is a really good team for that. You can create some pressure against Jalen Hurts that he has a struggle going against. You potentially can create some openings against the Philadelphia Eagles defense, which has been really good all year against the pass. But maybe the Chiefs can scheme something up to get themselves open, like they did 2 years ago with the corn dog, like they did last year with Tom and Jerry. You know, there's always something up their sleeve, it seems like, especially in these big games.
Jesse Newell, our guest from the Kansas City Star, Chiefs beat writer. So instead of talking about this game, I want you to address what happens after this game. What kind of shape are the Chiefs in for the 2025 season? Their cap, free agents, what do they need to do to bolster their team and try to run it back perhaps, potentially, next season as well? Where are they in that regard?
The Chiefs have been really good about not putting too many resources into one season and kind of thinking big picture over time. Brett Veach, the GM for the Chiefs, admitted to us a couple months ago that, like, they were in on Marshon Lattimore as a potential cornerback to bring in, and they wouldn't have potentially tried to go and do that sort of move this year because the three-peat's out there. You know what I mean? They were a little bit more aggressive this year because they thought, hey, this is an opportunity to go make history and do something that no team has ever done before. So because of that and because of some of these things that happen, I mean, we know the Chiefs are like a stars and scrubs team right now. They go pay their stars. They pay Patrick Mahomes. They pay Chris Jones. They've paid big contracts to guys like Juwan Taylor, and even Travis Kelce remains, you know, the top of the market when it comes to tight ends. And so it's hard to keep all your guys, and this is sort of what the salary cap is meant to do, is to bring the top back toward the middle. They'll have limited cap space. They can clear some of that with Patrick Mahomes doing a restructuring. They do that almost every single offseason, so they can clear some space there. But, you know, the biggest names you're talking about are a lot of the guys that they figure to lose into free agency because they're at the end of contracts, which would be Trey Smith, who's going to be one of the richest guards ever in the history of the NFL. With the contract he's going to get this offseason. Nick Bolton, who's been a stabilizing force in the middle of the Chiefs' defense. Justin Reed, who has done nothing but win Super Bowls ever since he signed his 3-year deal with the Chiefs, you know, three offseasons ago. Those are the main ones. And then, you know, some of the luxury picks, too. Hollywood Brown, I mean, if he wins a Super Bowl here, and we've seen kind of his offense, the offense take a different form when he's been in there. You know, would he want to run it back with the Chiefs? Could they afford him in that sort of matter? So their cap situation isn't amazing. You wouldn't expect it to be amazing with all the other players that they have, and they've locked up long-term, and that's sometimes what a deal like, you know, signing Chris Jones to a long-term deal and basically doing it on his terms, that's what it does for you. It puts you a little bit more hamstrung when it comes to the offseason. But at the same time, I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago when you talk about you start with these good teams in the AFC West, and what are the things you start with? You start with the coach, you start with the coaching staff, and you start with the quarterback. And the Chiefs have all those things covered, and they'll have all those things covered next season. So it's not going to look too bad, but it will be interesting to see this offseason kind of where they divert their resources, the resources they have left, and what's at the top of their priority list. Because obviously, if they're going to keep a guy like Trey Smith around, they're going to have to clear some things out to make sure that sort of thing happens.
So we never do this because, you know, it might be a little bit hacky, but you're never, at least for a while, going to be on the show. We won't be able to hold you accountable. So who wins this game?
Listen, it's interesting. I just kind of referenced it on the top, guys. Like, I'm going to do a prediction for this game on Friday, and I feel like I'm going to write what I wrote 2 years ago. If you're going down the list of the roster and you're saying, okay, well, who has the advantage here? You probably say, well, the Eagles have a slight advantage in the run game. The Eagles have a slight advantage on their defensive line. The Eagles have a slight advantage in their coverage. The Eagles have a slight advantage. The Eagles have a slight advantage here. But then you get to what the Chiefs have become. You know what I mean? And you also get to the Patrick Mahomes factor, which we just can't ignore at this point. Patrick didn't play that great against the Texans. And, you know, I still picked the Chiefs to beat the Bills last week because it's like you just think in these moments he's going to play his absolute best. And we've seen his absolute best. I mean, I figure my prediction is going to be very close to what it was 2 years ago, which is like, you can convince me that the Eagles are going to win this game. You can convince me that the Chiefs will struggle to stop Saquon Barkley. You can convince me, you know, that this is a time where the Chiefs, you know, their good run when it comes to close one-score games is going to run out at the wrong time. But you can add all those things up, and at the end of the day, I can also tell you that we've seen this script before. We saw it 2 years ago. We saw it in the last 17 games that they've won in one-score games, and we've seen it when Patrick Mahomes comes through in the biggest of moments, or when Andy Reid needs a play call and pulls it out in the most clutch of moments. So my lean is the Chiefs. With this season and what they've done and the history of this quarterback and this coach, it's going to be really hard to pick against them until somebody dethrones the Kings. And so I don't have an exact score for you.
I think I probably echo everything you said. But then I get to 2 years ago, the Eagles' number one running back was Kenneth Gainwell. It's Saquon Barkley now. I don't know. It's going to be a whale of a game. Jesse, as always, we appreciate your time. We know we never take it for granted. We know you're a busy guy, but you've always been great about coming on our show and talking about first KU basketball and football, and now the Chiefs, and thank you for doing that over these years.
Appreciate it, guys. I won't call it a retirement like Adam Teicher, but I congratulations on whatever you guys want to call this.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jesse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.